Are you still with me? Wave your hand if you are with me. Can I preach? In Judges chapter 16, verse 20, Delilah said, the Philistines are on you. And he got up to do it as usual. But the Bible says he did not know that the Lord had left him. In other words, heaven had closed. But if you go to verses 28 to 30, when he repented, heaven's open again. Hear me tonight. God sent me to tell you, there are men and women, preachers, businessmen. There are people hearing the sound of my voice. Your heavens are about to open. But God says it is time for you to repent. Most people don't use that word anymore. I speak to you as a servant of God. If you repent, believe me, your heavens have opened already. No power will stop you. You will walk into your victory. You will walk into your success. You serve a mighty God. Lift your hands and shout, yeah! The second kind of sacrifice, spiritual, is what I call the sacrifice of giving. In Philippians 4:18, you know the scripture. That's the problem of the church. We know so much, we know nothing. The word of God says that your giving is a sweet-smelling sacrifice. Acceptable. Well-pleasing to God. Are you listening to me? Hear me. When giving is not convenient, it becomes a sacrifice. You didn't hear what I said. I'm going to say it again. When giving is not convenient, it becomes a sacrifice. And when your giving becomes a sacrifice, it has the potential power to open your heavens. I am telling you what works. It works. I said it works. I said it works. I said it works. Look at 2 Samuel 24. Because of what David did, there was plague in the land. In fact, in verse 15, the Bible says, 70,000 men died in 3 days. And the angel of God was ready to destroy Jerusalem. And David made up his mind to make a sacrifice. And a man came to him and said, I'll give you the land. I'll give you the oxen. I will give you whatever you need. And in verse 24, David said, I will not offer any sacrifice to my God that cost me nothing. When he finished the sacrifice, in verse 25, the Bible says the plague stopped. Don't you know that your giving, when it opens heaven, it can heal your sick body? I was sharing the testimony in London, Greg. You were there. A few months ago. A young man in my church. He was just about 23 years of age. An accountant. By profession. He woke up one morning. Headache. He went to the doctors. And they said, there is a tumor. You have 3 months to live. And he began to live on painkillers. And one night, he got 1,000 naira, our local currency, from his sister. He was going to buy some more painkillers. He remembered we had a service. He came to the service. According to his testimony, as he stepped into the building, he heard me saying, if you have 1,000 naira with you, run here and give it to me. And God will do for you what you can't do for yourself. And he heard a voice that said, if you do it, you die. He heard another voice that said, if you don't do it, you die. And he said, I'll do it and die. You know, back home when people give offering, they dance. And he came with his handkerchief, with a tumor in his brain, and put the money in my hand. I didn't even know him. He put it in my hand. And he said, as he turned around to leave, the pain ceased. His parents insisted that he must still see the doctor. They wanted to know how big the tumor was. They opened up his brain and there was no tumor. He is alive today. This happened 3 years ago. He is married. He has children. My God, I'm telling you, when your giving becomes a sacrifice, anything is possible. I said anything is possible. That devil is a liar. You serve a mighty God. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. Lift your hands up. Yeah. Are you still with me tonight? A young lady in my church, 9 years, no promotion on the job. She did everything. Nothing happened. At the end of 1 month, she took her whole salary and brought it to me. And said, man of God, have it. I said, me? She said, yes. I said, my God. You see, you may not understand it. We don't have anything else to fall back on. She insisted. I took that money trembling. But I took it. Yes, I did. And I spent it. For the next 6 months, she doubled her tithe. Instead of 10%, she moved to 20%. And after 6 months, there was a management meeting. And a man who is an atheist doesn't believe in God. He said in the meeting, he said, why have you not promoted this lady? And they said, what? She believes in God, you don't believe in God. He said, that has nothing to do with it. The next meeting, he brought it up. The third meeting, he brought it up. The fourth meeting, he brought it up. They said, we better promote her. They gave her a double promotion. Lift your hands and shout, yeah! Everybody say, Lord! Give me double, give me double, give me double. The third sacrifice is what I call the sacrifice of praise. In Hebrews 13:15, the word of God says, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise. The fruits of our lips, giving thanks unto the Lord. Are you listening to me? When praising God is not convenient, it becomes a sacrifice. Come on here, brother. Come on here. Lift your hands up. My God, I see something. I see bread. Let the power on the yamalama. Take it. Take it. And I'm under him, sir. I cause a release of God's anointing to flow. In Jesus' name, God is reviving you. Taking you beyond where you used to be. Is moving you to another level. You will come back. You will testify that your God is a living God. When praising God is not convenient, it becomes a sacrifice. When your praise becomes a sacrifice, it has power to open your heavens. Are you with me tonight? That devil is a liar. I said that devil is a liar. I said that devil is a liar. I said that devil is a liar. God is on your side. Power is on your side. The Holy Ghost is on your side. You serve a mighty God. You serve a living God. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. That devil is a liar. Lift your hands up. Yes. I said, shout yes. Everybody say, Lord, open my heavens. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Open my heavens. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Everybody say, Lord.
force is on your side. Power is on your side. Mananandehira. My brother, the time has come. The day has come for breakthrough. This has to happen. This has to happen. It has waited too long. It has to happen. Take it now. Everybody say, Lord, open my heaven. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Say, Lord. Open my heaven. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Your hands up and wave it to the Lord. Look at me. In Acts chapter 16, and I'm about to close, I sense such an anointing here. How many of you can feel that anointing all over this place? In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were dumped in jail, Greg. Not for stealing, but for preaching. Thrown in jail. In verse 25, the Bible says at midnight, there are two things about midnight. Midnight is the end of the night, but it's the beginning of the day. In Psalm 30, verse 5, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy! But joy! I say, but joy! Joy comes in the morning! Lift your hands and Lord! Open my heaven! Midnight. Midnight. The Lord spoke to me. That's where many of you are. You can't go back, but you don't seem to be going forward. Midnight. Something is going to break in the spirit realm. That devil is a liar. Your heavens will open for you. The Bible says they prayed. When your prayer is not working, change your prayer. They prayed, nothing happened. They began to praise God. Great, it's easy to preach it. It's different when you are there. In jail, they were shouting, praising God. And the Bible says the prisoners heard them. When you begin to praise God, great, when there is no food on your table, nobody to help you, your job is gone, your family is in trouble. Your daughter ran away from home. Yes, your business is almost closed down. Come on here, brother. Come on here for a minute. Lift those hands up. Father, oh God, do what man has never been able to do, because you have opened the heavens over this man's life. Let him experience power. Let him begin to see the difference. Take it now. Now, by the power of God. In the name that is above every other name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, Lord. I can hear you say, Lord. Open your mouth, say, Lord. Open my heaven. In jail, they began to shout. Oh, we did a little bit of it in London. We're going to do it again tonight. In jail, they began to shout.
Now, there are many of you looking at me. You don't have any reason to shout. You know, when you buy a new car, nobody tells you to shout. When you buy a new home, my God, you want praise and worship to go on forever. You just feel good. But the best kind of shout, the shout that will change Poland, the shout that will change your ministry, the shout that will turn you around, the shout that will change your city, the shout that will change your marriage, the shout that will change your job, the shout that will change your ministry, the shout that will change your business, is when you have nothing to shout about and you just keep on shouting. Are you hearing me? Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? I said, are you ready to shout? I said, are you ready to shout? Hear me. As they shouted, in verse 26, the Bible says, suddenly. Many times when God wants to move, when the heavens open, it opens suddenly. I see a lot of sudden breakthroughs all over this audience. Lift your hand and say, that is me, that is me, me, me. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. The ground began to quake. Those who hate you will quake. Those who don't want to see you will quake. Those who are against you will quake. The ground began to shake. Everything began to shake. And the Bible says, all the doors opened. When heaven opens, all the doors open. You didn't hear me. I said, when heaven opens, all the doors will open. I said, when heaven opens, all the doors will open. I said, when heaven opens, all the doors will open. That devil is a liar. God is on your side. Power is on your side. The Holy Ghost is on your side. Lift your hands up, yeah! Lift your two hands up. Are you ready to shout? Before I left my hotel room, God told me. Oh, I said, Lord, they would think I'm crazy. He said, that's what I want. He said, go there and get everybody to shout. I said, there are lots of dignified people. He said, make them shout. I said, there are doctors and engineers. He said, let them shout. I said, there are dignified preachers. He said, get them to shout. Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? You are going to begin to shout the name of Jesus until I tell you to stop. Are you ready to shout? While you are shouting, heaven will open on you. Miracles will be happening everywhere. Breakthroughs will be happening everywhere. Many of you, you will see visions right now. The Lord will open your eyes right now. Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? Everybody shout, Jesus! Jesus!
Is on you tonight. Feel that power. Your heavens are opening. Heavens over your life is opening. Jesus! Every disease in your body is dissolving and leaving. Every satanic bondage, lose him and let him go. Loser, let her go. Jesus! I speak to your ministry. You lying devil. Take away your hand. I speak to your business. It will not go bankrupt. I speak to your job. You will not lose your job. Jesus! Jesus! Everybody shout it, Jesus! 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 I speak to your daughter. I speak to your son. I rebuke the devil. I take authority over cocaine, heroin, marijuana, every bondage of the devil. I lose that boy. I lose that girl. I lose that man. I lose that woman. Everybody shout, Jesus! 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 Jesus!
Lift your hands up, begin to give him praise. Wave those hands to him. Wave those hands to him. Sugar diabetes has been healed. Liver diseases have been healed. Back pain been healed. Demonic oppressions are lifting from you. Your heavens have opened. Your heavens. You are not going to divorce your wife. God is healing your home. Healing your marriage. Lift your hands up, give him praise. Come on, open your mouth, give him praise. That devil is alive. I said, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Go ahead, give him praise. I feel the power all over this place. That devil is a liar. Demons are coming out of you. Devils are coming out of you. The enemy cannot tie you down. I loose you. Lift your hands up and wave them and give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise tonight. Look at me. Look at me. God promised me, Greg, that the heavens have opened. I am telling you, your heavens have opened. How many of you can sense what is happening here tonight? Wave your hands, let me see you. Wave your hands, let me see you. You can sense what is happening here tonight. How many of you feel that anointing on you tonight? How many of you just know that your heavens have opened tonight? Wave your hand at me. How many of you feel set free from sickness tonight? Wave your hand. Healed from the power of disease. How many of you see breakthrough tonight? Wave your hand and shout, yes! Come on, clap your hands and give him praise. Clap your hands and give him praise.
Look at me. My God. Handa ya mamba. Morodede sa ya ba papa. Otabarinda isa ba.
There is a pastor here. You are about to lose your building. But you will not lose it. You are going to receive supernatural help. Because your heavens have opened. There are 6 people in this audience. You are scheduled for surgery. But your doctor is in for a surprise. Because God has already healed you. You're going to write back to this ministry and testify. I'm telling you all about this audience. There are people who have been under oppression. You have been oppressed for many years. The devil's hand has been removed from your life. I am telling you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. I don't want anybody moving. Sit down for a minute. Look at me. Look at me. My God. Oh, Jesus. 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 It's only because of time I will have asked people to come here to share testimonies. There are so many things happening all over this audience. Please stay with me. Would you let me obey God tonight? Would you let me obey God tonight? It's so important. Please allow me obey God tonight. Anytime I preach like this, before I leave my hotel, I pray. But let me tell you this. Before I left Africa, God ministered to me that when I get here to tell you that your heavens have opened, to tell you that this is now the time for you to do what you couldn't do before. To tell you that now is the time to sow the seed you have never sown in your life. Listen to me. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. There is something about... Listen, you will see what I'm talking about. Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Are you with me? Are you ready tonight? Everybody stand on your feet. Everyone stand. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. Are you ready? Let me see your envelope. Raise it up. Raise it up. Everyone in the building. Let me see your envelope. Raise it high. How many of you believe in my prayer tonight? Your heavens have opened. You are going to see it as you live here. Lift your envelope above your head. Everybody, let me see that envelope. Raise it high. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's not by human might. It's not by human power. But it's by your Spirit. My Father, you promised me before I left home that you have released angels that will encamp around men and women. You will show them your power because their heavens have opened. There will be evidence, there will be proof. In the name that is above every other name, I rebuke the devourer. Every satanic stronghold in your life, I command it destroyed in the name of Jesus. I release you for your breakthrough. Let breakthrough come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. All the doors are open. Even those who don't want to see you will help you. God will use your enemies to help you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I speak the blessing upon you. You're going out and you're coming in. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everyone in the building says amen. Amen. Look at me, please. What you're about to do is what we call in Africa, we call it prophetic demonstration. You will come rejoicing because you know your heavens have opened. Now, when you come, understand that the presence of God is all over this place. Bring it. Make sure you come. Even those of you at the back, drop it quickly and dance back to your seat. Are you ready to do that? All right. I want us singing. I want us rejoicing. I want you to come, drop it, and go back to your seat. Everybody, keep coming now. Just drop it. Just drop it. God bless you.
For additional product information or for prayer requests, write to the following address. In the USA, write to Maura Cirillo, P.O. Box 85277, San Diego, California, 92186. In Canada, write to Maura Cirillo, P.O. Box 3600, Concord, Ontario, L4K1B6. In Europe, write to Maura Cirillo, P.O. Box 277, Hemel Hempstead Hearts, HP27DH, Britain.